We're doing Netivot Shalom and Parshat Miketz, and the subject is Ketz Sam LaChoshech. God puts an end to the darkness. There is a limit to the darkness. It is finite. The Midrash, the Midrash says in our Parsha, Toresh el pasuk v'im Miketz Shnatayim Yamim. The verse says in the beginning of our Parsha, it was at the end of 2 years' time. It akatuv v'Iyov. So the Midrash says about the verse in Job, Ketz Sam LaChoshech. Job describes how God puts a limit, an end to the darkness. God gave a distinct amount of time that the world would be in darkness. Why is it that God puts a limit to the darkness? For so long as there is desire for evil, there is darkness, there is the shadow of death in the world, as the verse says. Ne'ekal yetzer hara min ha'olam. The second, the desire for evil is removed from the world, and ofel v'entzal mavet ba'olam, then there is no darkness or the shadow of death. That's the Medrash. U'mashmut divrei ha'midrash shekol inenei choshech ve'ofel v'entzal mavet mekoram u'kol zman sheyeshno ha'yetzer hara. So, the Medrash seems to indicate that the idea of darkness, the idea of the shadow of death, is all rooted in the desire to do evil. Shemimenu noveh choshech va'afela, that's where darkness stems from. Hen bichlalut Yisrael, hen bepratut Yisrael. Be it in a general sense for the people of Israel, be it in a private sense for each individual. V'yehudi hasharui b'chashchut b'chinat ofel b'tzalmavet. And when a Jew is in darkness, meaning he's in his own personal darkness and the shadow of death, atzato v'tufato. So then the advice we give him, the cure we give him, al yedei she'oker ha'yetzer ra v'omed b'nisyonot. That's through his personal uprooting, his desire for evil, and stands up to the tests that life sends him. She'az mitapech matzavo, that's how he could overturn his situation, v'ketz sam nachoshech, and put an end to the darkness. She'kozman she'yetzer ra ba'olam, choshech ba'olam. So long as there is desire for evil, there is also darkness in the world. V'al derech zehu gam lehefech, and it goes the other way as well. She'kashel me'ira ol liyudi, that when a Jew's light shines, at that time, as in yetzer hara, then there is no desire for evil. Shirak bizman chashchut sholet yetzer hara. The desire for evil only takes hold in times of darkness. Kamumaz b'mamar ha'katuv, as the verse alludes, tashet choshech v'ilayla botirmos kol chay toyar. God, you place darkness, there is night, and then the wild animals start to roam. Hainu de'be'et tashet choshech, as sholtim kochot ha'sitracha v'ha'itzarim ha'afelim. In the darkness is when the forces of the other side can take hold. That is when the darker desires of a person come to the surface. Uchsheach tizracha shemesh, and if God only shines the light, yeyasefun, they have to gather. The wild animals aren't taking control of the forest anymore. The wild parts of the human being suddenly subdue. There's a reason why certain elements of society come out at night. When the light shines for a Jew, then there is no desire for evil. For when his light is shining, he sees that the mundane, that the physical world, really doesn't compare, doesn't hold water. And what the Medrash is teaching us, that is really the goal of the Yetzer His goal is to darken the eyes of the Jew so that he does not see the light. He does not see Hashem's light. As our holy rabbis taught us, the verse says, we say in Tehillim, we're about to start saying Tehillim throughout Hanukkah, we say, they have eyes, but they cannot see. Kasher mishtamshim imayinayim lahim. The Pasuk is telling you, eyes are to them, though they cannot see. When the eyes are specifically to them, when a person's eyes focus inward, lanat atzmam mitavat olam hazeh, a person is looking to fulfill his own personal desires, to have the more physical, animalistic desires of this world, azay lo yiru et or elokut. That's when he doesn't see. Eyes are to them, when the eye is focused inward, when the eye is focused on a person's own animalistic tendencies, that's when the person cannot see, that's when he doesn't see the higher goals of life. And that's what the verse continues and says. Ears are to them, but they cannot hear. If the ears are focused to them, if the ears are focused on a person's more animalistic tendencies, lo yishmat kol Hashem, then he doesn't hear the voice of God. For when the Jew's light shines, then he doesn't have that desire for evil. But that desire gets stronger. His goal is to darken. And what's interesting in the dark, if you think about it on a deeper level, there could be 10 people sitting in the dark, and they're all alone. Everyone's alone, because in the dark you don't see who you're next to. Part of what the Yetzer Hara does is he makes a person feel alone. When a person is enveloped with his own physical desires, it's rare that there are other people as a part of it. He could be sitting with someone else right next to him, but he's not thinking about him. We could be sitting at the same meal, but his thoughts are developed inwardly. Enayim lahim. The eyes are focused on themselves. V'zoaita gam kol kavanatam shel hayvanim. And that was also the intent of the Greeks. Shechshichu einem shel Yisrael. Chazal used the terminology that the Greeks darkened the eyes of Israel. V'lo hayta shum etza ech lishbor et klipat hayvanim v'legaresh hachashchut. And they didn't have any plan. How do they break out of this encasing of the Greeks? How do they chase away this darkness? Rak la'adlik et ha'o. The only way was by lighting the light. And specifically, to shine the light in less than 10. Because the Yetzer Hara, the desire for evil, rests in places of darkness. Because when a Jew can stand in a time of peace and think things through, when a person has clarity of thought and enlightenment, when he can see and recognize that great king, the king of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be he, is standing over him and sees his actions, that keeps him from going into the grasp of the evil desires. But the Yetzer Hara's strength is at times of darkness, chashchut hadat, when our minds are darkened. People make their gravest errors in life when they don't get enough sleep. People make their greatest errors in life when their mind isn't working. Things aren't at optimum capacity. And what the Greeks were trying to do, our sages termed it, they tried to darken the eyes of Israel. Specifically in things that were under 10. Because the mind, the heart, they still have the strength of the light of knowledge, of intellect. But when you go down to the lower parts of the body, the area where really one is focused on their animalistic desires, shamu choshech v'afvela, that's where you find darkness. Meaning the body is divided into two hemispheres. There's the upper hemisphere, where we describe the upper hemisphere as the heart, the mind, the intellect, the thought, the feeling. Those are areas of light. And then there's the lower hemisphere, which is an area which is more mundane. V'alken bo'ika mishkan yetzer hara, and we say the Yetzer Hara settles specifically, primarily in the lower half. So how do we overcome this? By lighting a light. As we find when Jacob blessed Yosef's two children, Menashe and Ephraim, she'amar that Yaakov said, "Ulam achiv hakaton yigdal mimenu," the younger brother will be bigger than the older brother, "v'zaro yeh melo agoyim," and his seed will be throughout the nations. What was Yaakov saying when he blessed Ephraim to be bigger? Our sages say he was referring to Joshua, who was a descendant of Ephraim. Shamal, that when Joshua was at war, he called out and said, "Shemesh beGivon Dom, the sun, I want you to stop over Givon, v'yarech beEmek Ayalon, and the moon should pause over Emek Ayalon, v'yidom haShemesh v'yarech amad adikom goy oivav." and the sun paused, the moon paused, they both waited until the nation took their revenge. V'inyan shemesh begivon dom. And the idea over here of causing the sun to stop as he's going to war, husha he'ir be'or gadol biyoter. The idea here is that the light shone with great force, shekol ha'olam ra'a be'inav tokef hanes. The whole world saw a miracle. The sun stopped. Adikom goyoivar, till this nation takes revenge from its enemies. The same idea can be applied to the enemies of the soul. The only way to fight with the other side is through the force of light. And when it comes to light, the younger brother is going to be greater. And his seed is going to be known throughout the nations. As the elder of the Hasidut said, it says in the verse that on the seventh day, the tribe of Ephraim, they brought the sacrifice. The seventh day of Hanukkah always falls out on Rosh Chodesh Teves, on the beginning of the month of Teves. That's the day during the period of the flood, when the hilltops were seen, the mountaintops were seen. It says in the 10th month, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Teves is the 10th month, on the 1st of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains were visible. Shemrumaz bezeh, the allusion here, as our sages taught, is tzadikim nidmeleim kehar, that when it comes to the righteous, they view the ascent towards God as though they're ascending a mountain. It's doable, but it's hard. Reshit tikunei ha-shovavim matchilim kvar b'shursham Rosh Chodesh Tevet. The beginning of the Shovavim, the period when one is invited, so to speak, to repent, we have a period called Shovavim. The weeks, Shmot Ve'era, Bo B'Shalach Ito Mishpatim, the weeks in which we read those parshiot form the acronym Shovavim, the repenters. And we have a tradition that that period is a period that's, that has a special shining from above, a special enlightenment to do tshuva. And the root of that enlightenment, he says, is already in the Rosh Chodesh of Tevet. And that same day, the head of the tribe of Ephraim brought his sacrifice. That was really the trait of Ephraim, to bring forth that upper light, as we find the trait of Yosef can fix different things, and the trait of Ephraim lightens that, gives light onto that. Bivchinat shemesh begivon dom, that same concept as Ephraim's descendant causing the sun to stop, shemeat min or doche choshech harbe, because just a little bit more light can push off a lot of darkness. V'ulemala mekol ha'igiyot she'adam mashkiya legeresh t'choshech, she'inyan ha'arat ha'dat ma she'margish ki etzel Hashem yitbarach chashecha ke'ora, shomer alav mikol pega. The idea, and here he is in one sentence, he's encapsulizing a big concept. He says, beyond a person's own attempts to push off the darkness is the concept of the intellectual enlightenment. The light in which a person recognizes that before God, darkness doesn't exist. That before God, it's all the same. And if a person can come to that realization, then even in the darkest moments, he's not alone. Meaning, part of the challenge of a person being enveloped in darkness is that the person feels alone. Part of what the Yetzer Hara does to a person is that when a person has gone down a path and suddenly he finds himself not where he wants to be, and he says to himself, wait a second, I'm not the positive person I'd want to be. I feel my evil inclinations have gotten the better of me. And suddenly he feels like he's alone. Suddenly he feels like he's in the dark. Like we saw until now, the whole idea of Yetzer Hara is described as darkness. And part of the problem of darkness is that feeling of being alone. And sometimes you tell a person, well, shine some light, go do positive things. And he says, I can't. What do you mean you can't? I can't. Person feels so weak, he feels so down that it's all distant from him. So step number one, he says, if you can't shine light into that darkness, because even a little bit of light would push away a lot of darkness, then step number one is to bring in the intellectual light. The recognition that even in this darkness, Hashem is here. There's no difference. Meaning, here he's alluding to another point that he mentioned many times, that what were the Greeks trying to do? We saw it last week. 2 weeks ago, we saw it in Megillat Antiochus. they clearly stated, our goal is to sever the tie between Israel and the one above. One of the ways in which the Yetzer Hara knocks a person down is that he gets him to feel like he's distant from God. I'm not important. God's upset at me. I'm not what God wants me to be. There can be many different ways of terming it, but at the end of the day, it's that feeling that I'm alone. God's not with me because I haven't lived up to who I should be or because of many other reasons. Whatever the reason is, at the end of the day, he says, that's the darkness of the Yetzer Hara. A person suddenly finds himself all alone, even without the feeling that Hashem is with him. And at that moment, he's standing on the brink. He has a choice to make. And that moment can repeat itself many times. At every stage, it repeats itself. But a person, when he wants to pull out, sometimes you tell him, well, go do something positive. Go do a mitzvah. Go shine some light into your life. Go help someone. And he says, I can't. And at that moment, so then, the light, the most basic light that a person should shine into his life is the recognition that there's no such thing as darkness before Hashem. The recognition that wherever he is, Hashem is with him. Hashem is never pushed away by darkness. And that knowledge, the connection to that concept, that's already the first light that he could bring into his situation. The recognition that there's no such thing, I'm not far away. He's still here with me. He still hasn't left me. And that will protect him from going down and help him come back up. And in truth, he says, these are the greatest forms of a person fixing himself. And when a Jew is granted a period of light, that is the force that removes the evil inclinations, and that is the force that brings about a world where there is no darkness or shadow of death. כי מה שאדם שרוי בחשכות ונדמה לו כי אינו מסוגל להיחלץ מאפלתו. When a person feels himself to be in a darkened state and he thinks he has no way out, it feels like I can't get out of this. הכל הוא מחמת היצר הרע. That's really his evil inclinations that are enveloping him. ותפקידו לעקור היצר הרע. So then his job is to uproot that ולהדליק אור המגרש את כל החושך. And to shine a light that will chase away all darkness. Okay, we're two-thirds through this thought, which is going to lead us into Shabbos and into Hanukkah. And I think maybe we'll break, we'll learn the other things, and at the end we'll come back and finish this. Yes? Okay.